you have to understand that there's probably something deeper that needs to be unclogged. And when that thing is unclogged, then you would explode.
Welcome to the Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to my friends AJ Roberts and Simon Lovell. Hasta la vista.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Fitpreneurs. I'm your host AJ Roberts, and alongside me is the beautiful, sexy, handsome, most attractive man in the UK, obviously because I'm not there, Simon Lovell.
Hello everybody. AJ, thank you for that rather masculine welcome.
Well, you know, we're working on your dating profile, so I figured, you know, we might as well leverage the show. There might be a beautiful young lady out there listening. So, yeah, if you're single and ready to mingle, send Simon a message.
Well, do you know the funny thing was, I was actually thinking about setting up a marketing funnel, like have the squeeze page, and it's like, hi, this is Simon Lovell here. And if you're a single lady and you're interested in finding out more about me, then simply enter your name and email address, and I'll see you on the other side, where I'll talk to you about the one simple thing that you don't know about me, that if you do know, you'll just be irresistible.
Dude, you have to do that. That's like a no-brainer. I've seen someone use a sales letter to propose to his, you know, girlfriend, became his fiance to get married. So I've seen it done in the marketing world. It's not unusual, but maybe we should get to the show. I'm sure the listeners didn't tune in today to listen about the dating. Maybe they did. Maybe they'll get more.
No, I think especially the ladies are frantically looking for my Facebook profile now, so they can send me an inbox.
They're not even listening anymore. They've already tuned off. They're going to Facebook. They're searching you.
I'm 35 years old. I'm completely ripped from head to toe.
Soon to be, right? Soon to be. Yeah, anyway, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about, you've written, making the most out of your existing customer base and generate a windfall of cashola fast.
Yeah. But so, basically profiting from within. How to make money from your existing customer base.
That's right. But before we go into that, guys, as always, we would love for you to go to iTunes and just give us a 5-star rating, or maybe an invite for a date, you know, if you want to put that in the iTunes review. I'm just kidding. Also, head to thefitpreneurs.com. And also, if you want to get on the mailing list for all the future episodes, head to thefitpreneurs.com/start. And you can be entered into competitions and all sorts there. An update on what's been happening. Very rarely do I ever drink a Red Bull. I believe that it is a toxin in my body, apart from when I'm drinking vodka. But for some reason, I don't know whether it was the jet lag or the fact that I woke up at 3:30 this morning to go for a wee, and then decided to go on my computer and come up with some ideas and stuff, and I couldn't get back to sleep. And now I'm really flagging. It's coming up to 4:00 in the afternoon and I'm needing a Red Bull. So I'm super tired, but super excited. One of my clients just took him on in the past week, and in 7 days, he did $20,000, owns a little fitness studio, which is awesome. The American trip was fantastic. Have we chatted since that trip? No, we haven't, have we? So the back end of that trip, did a Michael Burnoff course called HIT, which is all about NLP and the way that we have negative thoughts and lots of change work, which is really good for working with your clients. So that was really cool. And just getting back into the swing of things, being over here. Missing the sun, missing California, but I will be back over there.
Oh, I like to hear that. You got to get a place out here, man.
It's on my vision board. I have a vision board up. In fact, part of a little project I did with my clients is creating their own vision board. So I've got this vision board. On it is me with my new wife with a big set of kahunas on her.
Also, oh, yeah, that was your little stick drawing. I saw that. Your artistry skills are fantastic. I think you should probably give up being an entrepreneur, and I think you should take up art full time. I can see right now stick figure families on everyone's wall.
Yeah, fantastic. So, yeah, maybe I'll share that. publicly.
So that's awesome.
What's been going on with you?
Well, it's funny. Funny you mentioned vision boards, actually, because I just started picking up a bunch of different magazines around here to create a vision board to kind of up level even more, kind of an outrageous, I call it, you know me, I like to set audacious goals, outrageous goals. And so this vision board is going to have pretty much the most outrageous things I can find. So I picked up Dreams Homes, I picked up DuPont Registry and The Robe Report, a bunch of different magazines that are, you know, everything in there is ridiculously expensive. And I'm going to be creating a vision board as well. So great minds think alike. It must be something in the universe right now where everyone is refocusing and recommitting to their goals. But talking about recommitting to goals, you know, I did my bodybuilding show back in March, and here we are now in June. Jesus, June already. And anyway, since the show, I started bulking, you know, trying to gain muscle. And I got up to, you know, 262, 263, which was the same weight as which I started the previous cutting. I cut down from 260 to 220 for the show. And I look a lot better at 260. I've definitely put on a lot of muscle. But I just realized, you know, I just realized that I didn't start the weight loss journey. When I retired from powerlifting a few years ago, I didn't start the weight loss journey to start gaining weight again for any reason. And although, you know, it's easier to pack on muscle when you're taking in massive amounts of calories and you're eating, you know, 7, 8, 9 times a day, I realized that for me, now the way I train and the way I work out, I don't want to be overweight ever again. And so I started on a weight loss cut again, and dropped down to 250. So in the last week, and the goal is to drop another 10 pounds in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, at first you can drop a little bit more with the water weight and stuff like that. But the goal is to get down to 240, reassess, see what I look like, and maybe drop even down to 230 at a comfortable weight that I can maintain. Obviously, I can't maintain a stage weight. It'd be very difficult, but just to get to a point. And then if I gain muscle over the next year, it'll be lean mass without gaining that fat. And I just realized, you know, when I was going through that a lot of times, like people we work with, our clients, customers, you know, who they have these goals, a lot of times we may lead them in the wrong direction because we think there's a better way or a faster way to get there. And sometimes it's not about how quickly we can get to an end goal, but it's more about the journey, right? And so with that, you know, for me, I realized that like bodybuilding, I like bodybuilding, but I like CrossFit, I like powerlifting, I like all these different things, and I want to be able to do any of those things at any given time. And gaining weight again, I could just see myself going back up to 300, you know, in the quest to gain muscle, and just not really a great thing. So, you know, it's good to reset, reevaluate. Sometimes, you know, we get off path a little bit, but all we got to do is kind of turn in a different direction. And it really is that simple. And I just made that decision, and a week later, here I am down in weight, you know, working with a nutritionist. And again, as always, hiring mentors. And I feel better about myself already. People have noticed I've lost weight already. And so it's so easy to make those changes quickly. And I think it's just, you know, with anything in business, wherever we're at, we're always just one move away from making a change, right? And I know that's like a huge thing with you, and you work with people as well, that sometimes the simplest of things can make a shift. And that's really what we're talking about in this episode.
Well, a lot of the times, actually, people don't make a change because they're so fearful and they're so stuck in their ways, because they know they want to do something, but they fear losing money or something going wrong. And that's why having a mentor is really important, because it's about pushing you over the edge to do the things that you actually really know you should be doing, but you just need someone to kind of give you that reassurance that it's going to work out okay, because they've already been there. And you know, if you've been doing one-to-one personal training and you've never done semi-private, or you've been doing, you know, something in your studio and you know, you've always run on the same formula, then you're only going to get the results that you've currently got. So, you know, whether it's increasing prices and changing up the packages, and we're going to be talking about a lot about today when it comes on into, you know, how to really make the most out of your existing clients and generate more revenue. Because, you know, you've probably heard it before that, you know, it's much cheaper to generate revenue from your existing client base than actually go out and generate more leads, which is obviously going to cost you more. So oftentimes we spend time in the business thinking that we've maximized the amount of revenue that we can make from our existing clients, when truth be told is that probably when it comes to them initially having that conversation with us, A, they weren't properly invested in the level which they should have been, but also people want something new, they want something different. And so we can always scale them up through the the level in which they invest by just presenting a new opportunity.
Exactly. You know, and if you're listening to the show and like you don't have a really much of a fitness business, you don't have much existing clients, and you're here scratching your head, you know, we're going to show you really how to leverage the ones you do have, even if you just have a few. But, you know, it's funny right now, the other company that I'm involved with, Marketing Genesis, we're in launch mode for a product called Traffic Genesis. If you go to trafficgenesis.com, you can check that out and you can see the videos. But that's all about, you know, getting new leads and things like that. So if you don't have much of a business, you know, you guys can check that out. And we got some amazing training videos. My partners, Andy and Mike, put out amazing content, and you'll get a lot out of that. But, you know, if you do have clients, and like I said, even if you just have a few clients, this episode is really going to be powerful because, you know, let's face it, when we look at who kind of our hottest prospects, they're people already who have invested in us. They're already our existing clients. And so we're usually always so focused on new, we miss that opportunity to profit from the people that have already invested in us. And I think that, you know, in our experience as well, some of our best clients are former clients, you know, people who came to events or who invested in us, and then they're ready to go to that next level. Lots of people are, you know, willing to leapfrog that one, you know, if you have a high level, but sometimes you don't have a higher level, and we'll get into that more as well. But I think that's like really key when you're looking at your business is there's the side of the business where it's, you know, new traffic, new leads and potential clients, you know, they're people, everyone should be looked as an individual, but that's a huge opportunity for us is to get new and bring people into the family, into the community, and start making a difference in their life. But then once we have them, you know, how do we continually up level that? How do we push them harder? You know, what can we do for those people to make their life, you know, better, quicker, faster, what we can provide? And there's lots of different things you can do as a fitness professional on the back end, as we call it, to profit from your customers. But there's very few things you can do quickly to make, you know, a huge chunk of money. Like Simon says, he just had a recent success with his client, $20,000 in 7 days. And when he was out here, we were talking, weren't we, Simon, about things people could do to make that kind of money fast in their business. And what it comes down to is, you know, really just putting together promotions and things like that. So that's really what we're going to dig in today. For those of you that even if you just have two or three clients, this is possible and you're able to do this.
Definitely. I think one of the biggest concepts that we need to get across and for people to make note of is that, here's the thing, when people are going to invest, there are two parallels. On one side of it, people are triggered by different things that they're attracted to. For example, let's take the weight loss market. A woman may be, or guys, they may be attracted by some kind of content or value based around confidence. They may be triggered around some kind of content or offer around overcoming anxiety, losing belly fat, having more energy. If you take the actual concept of losing weight, there's all of these different subcategories that may draw someone in and grab their attention. So there's one variable. So if you're only putting out one message at the moment towards one type of market, i.e. I do personal training, without casting the net with different bait, so to speak, then there's one side of it in terms of content. The other side of the parallel is, and these two sometimes really have to match up, is that you've got the timeline in which people who are deciding to invest. Because, for example, today I'm tired, okay? And if someone reaches out to me with some kind of, you know, opportunity, I'm not in the state to want to even deal with anything right now. However, tomorrow I might get up and spend the day and I'll be motivated and some opportunity may come up and I'll be like, I'm raring to go. Now, you have to understand that everyone's on a wave, okay? Everyone's buying timeline is different. Everybody's decision-making process is driven by the state which they're in. And so if you're only putting out things on a very every month or so, or very irregular, then you have to understand it's about consistency and about the variety of things that you put out that's going to draw people in. AJ.
Yeah, you know, the variety is the key, and I've been working with a lot of different people to help build their online training business. And that's one of the things we talk about is the offers that they create. People are attracted to different things. Some people may be attracted to weight loss, whereas someone else may be triggered by the word, you know, lose belly fat. And even though it's exactly the same offer in terms of the deliverables on our part, in terms of how someone perceives that, it's completely different. Again, you know, the way you market to men and women, there's, you can try to hit them both, or you can separate it, and you'll have bigger success by separating it. And that's the key, is to understand that you're trying to meet the prospect in their mind, right? And this is really like something that I've been, you know, labeled as being amazing at, is being able to get into the mind of the prospect and understanding them better than they understand themselves, right? And that's what's made me such a great copywriter, a great marketer, is because whenever I'm approaching an industry and I'm writing or, you know, scripting to that industry, I go and I research and I find out everything about that person I can. I want to know what they read, what their fears are, what their hopes are, what their dreams are, you know, where they're currently at, where would they live. And I create kind of, you know, this vision of this person. I really get into the mind and I try to really understand them and think from their perspective. And I think that that's where a lot of trainers miss. We say, we got this great opportunity. We're going to help people lose, you know, 10 pounds of fat. And we get all excited because we think the offer's awesome. And we miss, sometimes it's got nothing to do with losing the weight, right? And I think that's why certain fitness programs, you know, have been so attractive, because they don't focus on the weight loss, right? And weight loss is a byproduct. And, you know, that's exploded. And you have to understand, it's not that there isn't people still attracted to weight loss. It's just there's other things people are attracted to. And so especially if you're niching down and you only want to work with like a certain type of people, let's say you want to work with soccer moms who want to lose 20 pounds and they can work out during the day, because you don't want to work early mornings, you don't want to work nights, you want to work during the day, then the way you market to those people is going to be different. But even within that niche, they're going to have different goals, and you're going to have different types of soccer mom. You know, you're going to have those who are, you know, stay at home, and then you're going to have those that work as well. As, you know, so you just got so many different people, and you can niche down and niche down and niche down. But to really expand, you have to start to think, okay, how can we attack this from different angles? Because at the end of the day, your clients can come to you, right? Once they're with you, they still need to be motivated and they still need to be pushed. And if you got them in and, you know, they came in and you don't understand quite what their goals are, while they're with you, they could lose the motivation. They might not get the results quick enough. And so when you're looking at basically creating something to generate income fast within the business, those are hot prospects. And the reason they're so hot is because they still want whatever it was they came to you with. And at the end of the day, when we look at it, these are the best people to sell to. There's no cost to market to them. They're already acquired as a customer. So there's no cost to us to market to them. We probably have their email address, their phone number. So it's simple for us to reach out to them. They already know, like, and trust us, and they've already invested in us. When someone's already invested in us, we become a trusted advisor, and they're going to listen to us more. And that's why, like, if you do offer things like supplements and nutrition programs and things like that, they're more likely to invest with you than to go to someone else, a GNC store or something like that, simply because they trust you. They know, like, and trust you, and they've invested in you. And that's the key, the invested part. You know, it makes all of the difference. So that's really why it's so effective, right?
Absolutely. A simple example of this is, let's say you took on a client at Christmas and now you've been training them for a number of months and they came in on one or two sessions a week. Well, knowing that summer's coming up, you could build out and start promoting, say, a 12-week or, you know, an 8-week program, which is tailored around the summer, and then level them up to 3 times a week. That's a simple example, right? Or even it could be taking your existing clients and putting them all together and doing some kind of, you know, nutrition workshop over a course of 8 weeks and getting them to invest in that to accelerate their progress. It's all about taking, you know, you've really got to look at the core issue, which is, what am I offering at the moment and what can I do to accelerate the results? Now, that could be a mindset thing. You could work with a local life coach and bring them in and pay them a certain fee and then sell the services on for a different fee. There's so many different ways here, if you get creative, of actually, if you actually sit down and go, what do my clients need? What am I currently offering? What could I offer them to accelerate the results? And really, what missing gaps are in their life that need to be solved that are they talking to me about? Because let's be honest, when you're doing sessions with people, they start uncovering things which they wouldn't do normally to even people they know. And so you probably know much more than most about what's going in with their lives. And so you can start to fill those gaps. And if you're not tackling the nutrition already, and maybe you're not qualified in nutrition, then you could go and hire somebody and bring someone in and take a kickback.
Exactly.
On
I think that that's the biggest thing that, trainers miss. And it's, you know, regardless of whether you're in-person training, whether you're online training, if you're selling products and stuff, even at this, they miss, because there's opportunities for you to survey your clients and your customers, and there's opportunities for you to have a community somewhere where they connect and you can listen to their problems. But most of the time, you know, it's like an onion and we're peeling the layers, right? And the more we can understand about them, the easier it is for us to one, get them results, which is the key. We're always going to say this, the key to being successful is results, okay? All this marketing stuff, all this sales tactics, everything we teach you only works if you're good at getting results. Otherwise, you're building something on a sand foundation, and eventually it's going to crumble down, because, you know, everything will be revealed and people will see, man, I invested all this money, I didn't get results. So results are the key. If you get amazing results, and the way you do that is you peel that onion and you start to figure out what they need. Remember, this is the secret to this, with going back and selling your customers again, you know. One of the biggest human desires, one of the things that we as humans always want, one of our biggest desires is greed, right? We always want more. We always want it quicker. We always want it with less effort. So all of these things, this desire of greed, we can play to in our offers and in our promotions and the things we put together for these people, because we know that even though they've invested, they still want quicker results. You know, they still want faster results. They still want to feel better, to be healthier. They still want to be able to go on vacation and wear the bikini or wear the shorts, you know, show off the six pack and feel good and feel confident. We know all of these things, and it doesn't go away just because they invest with you, you know. And, you know, when you look at your success rate, how many of your clients actually get to that point where they don't need to continue with you because they've reached the pinnacle of the body they're going to get? And then they, you know, basically have maintained with you for however long. And, you know, now they're free to go off. Zero. No one does that, right? No one does that. So there's always this, humans always want more. They always want more. And once they get lean, they get cut up, they want more muscle. So now we have a muscle building program for them. And that's where people are missing. And I think that some of the things that people don't realize is that if you just put together a new offer, right? Like you mentioned, high level of service, you know, bringing something in you didn't have before.
VIP.
Yeah. And you offer that and you give someone the opportunity to move forward to you and recommit at a higher level, right? There's a good chance you'll get a group of people do that. And that's a way to make a bunch of money fast, because they're not resistant to the money, because they've already invested. Hopefully you've already got some kind of results. Now you're offering more. Right. And that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, we've both ran it. We've both ran promotions like this for our clients, set them up, you know, told them what to do, you know, and it brings in 15, 20, 25 grand in a matter of weeks.
You know? Days.
Yeah. And it can be days, you know, if you use the deadline right and things like that. But, you know, people overcomplicate this. And, you know, they're like, oh, I got to get new customers, new customers, new customers. You have clients that have already invested in you that are craving for more. And it's that human desire. We always want more. We're greedy. We're greedy people.
And also, here's the thing. When one person, and this, I've got a brilliant example of this. When one person is greedy, other people want to be greedy too. When I was in San Diego, the first person to walk into the ice cream with two cookies on the outside was AJ. And he stood there and he ordered one. And because he ordered one, I wanted one too. And then there was a queue of people behind me that saw the people walking out with these ice cream with cookies on the end. And because they saw people, they wanted a cookie too, but maybe wanted a different flavor, but they still wanted a cookie with ice cream in it. And so when people see that you have an offer and they see that the people are training and the people have up-leveled to another level, they're sat there going, I want to up-level too, because I want to be part of the community.
Right. I think that your example is a sign that you're still trying to convince yourself that what you did was not bad, and that you were pressured into it from me. But we won't go down that road. There's a lot of the San Diego trip that I'll keep quiet and maybe share on other episodes. If you get out of line, I'll drop some secrets. But no, I think that, you know, that's a great example. The line, right? It doesn't ice cream shop, nightclub, whatever it is. They create a line and they cause that backup. And if you notice at the ice cream shop, the counter is right at the front, so that you couldn't even go in the store, right? Whereas like a Subway, you go in, you go all the way to the other side, so it's not clustered. I would guarantee that that's designed purposely to get that line to go out the door. So as people go by, they're like, "Oh wow, this must be good." And you know, same with
this is completely off topic, but IKEA. Do you know what they do? They actually, normally you buy like the first main course first, and then the desserts are afterwards. Well, IKEA is so clever because what they do is they actually put the desserts first because they're like, people are going to walk past it and want a dessert, and then they, of course, they're going to buy a main, and then they're not going to be thinking, well, I'm going to buy a main. If they bought a main first, then they might think, well, that's going to fill me up and I don't need a dessert. So they do it the other way around. I think it's genius marketing. It's got nothing to do with this conversation, but I just thought I'd talk about food because I'm hungry.
Well, you could pull it back, though. Like, if someone's coming to us for training, we know they need nutrition and supplementation, right? And, you know, because we know most people are busy. They can't eat 5-6
meals a day. Thank you for putting me back on track there.
Right, right. So it's about positioning things in the right order to make sure people keep investing with you. And, you know, the biggest thing I see is people say, well, I don't want to offer nutrition or supplements. I don't want to bring in someone from the outside. I don't know them. I don't know if they're going to, you know, if there's a long-term relationship there, I have to build that. And so a lot of the things you can do to make money off your customers take time, right? It takes time to build that up. And we're talking about making, you know, some significant amount of money in the first couple of days, weeks, months, whatever. So the other thing to look at is just how are you currently packaging your offers? Can you repackage those? One of the greatest promotions I did with a trainer that brought in a bunch of money was basically he only offered month-to-month billing. That was his only package he had, and that's all he sold was just month-to-month. And so why not repackage that in different ways and offer, you know, 3, 6, 12-month packages paid in full, give someone, you know, sweeten the pot with bonuses of like free months or free nutrition or whatever it is you can offer up to make it a no-brainer. Slightly reduce the price for paid in full because you're collecting all the money up front. And then have your customers upgrade. They've already invested in you. If you've had customers, you had clients who have been with you for, you know, a couple of months, there's no reason they're not going to purchase a 3, 6, 12 month from you. You can even go 12, 18, 24. That's how we used to sell personal training back when I was running the health club. So a lot of times you don't even have to create new. You can just repackage what you have. So we have new things we can do that upgrade them and take them on their journey and accelerate their results basically in that place. That, and then we got our current packages. And think about it, you know, and I get so frustrated with this. I've been a customer with AT&T since I was a teenager. Same with my bank, US Bank. I've been a customer with these people forever. Do you think I ever get any kind of offer from them on saving money, new opportunities? Nothing. I never hear from them. They're just glad they got my money every month, you know? Now, wouldn't it be nice to get something from them to save a little bit of money, you know, if I paid for 6 months of my phone up front and I saved a bunch of money? You bet your bottom dollar I would do that. Same with my bank. If my bank came to me and said, hey, you know, you've got this, this, and this. If we just restructured it and combined these and put this over here, you would save money. You bet you I would go and invest in that. I've been banking and been a phone client with these people since I was a teenager. You know, we're talking 10 plus years working with the same company. And you know, the only reason I haven't left is because I'm too lazy to go figure out how to set up somewhere else and, you know, go through transferring all the accounts and all that stuff and then getting fined for canceling contracts early and all that. So I stay with them, but I'm not attached to them in any way. Like, I would never recommend, if someone said to me, oh, do you have a good thing? It's not like I'm like an avid raving fan, right? there's a good chance your clients, as you've been working with them, you know, if they've gotten any type of results, they're raving fans. They love you. They love you. They you know, if you've listened to the referral podcast, you should be getting referrals from them. If you're getting referrals from them, you bet you they're going to take you up on a repackaged offer that saves them money, but raises their commitment to you over a longer period of time, you know? And that's the beauty, is that you can do this, and you can, you know, it's like creating income on demand when you need it, so that you can, you kind of have some cash flow. Maybe you need new equipment in the gym and you don't have the cash to purchase that new equipment. Boom. You get the cash together, you purchase the new equipment, gives you the ability to do more at the gym, get better results faster, quicker. Boom, we've up-leveled your service, we've up-leveled the results. Boom, you just roll it out, you do it again when you need that money again. You can roll it out to the public if you want to, maybe not. But these are the things, these are the simple things you can do when we're looking at just basically, you know, getting money from our customer client base. And that's the beautiful thing, is that it's not, we're not having to resell them. We basically are just making them an offer. That's the great thing here, is you don't have to go back to that salesmanship. You don't have to really try to convince them. We've already established that. So we're at a different phase in the buying cycle, so to speak, and it makes our job a lot easier. And you know, they know, like, and trust us. They've already invested in us. It's a no brainer for most of them.
Absolutely. And a lot of the time, people don't take action. That's the reason why people hire mentors, is because, you know, we're there to overcome your fears, because the fear is going to be, you know, what do I put together? What do I put out? And so we can help you to really shape it once you've obviously come up with the ideas, or help you come up with the ideas of the promotions yourself. That's what we do. That's what we're good at. But there's a basic formula which would be good for you guys to, you know, if you want to brainstorm some different offer ideas. This is what I would do on the baseline. On one sheet of paper, just get an A4 sheet of paper, and down the middle, just draw a long line. On the left, just as a simple rule, just put down some different timelines. So 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, 16 weeks. And then on the right, you just want to have the types of names of your program. Now, what you could do is you can go to Google Images and type in, say, men's health cover or women's health. And on the cover of the magazines, they'll have all the kind of keywords and the bikini body meltdown, that type of stuff. And then what you do is you just start, you know, mixing and matching the two, and you've got yourself some kind of offer. And I just think that's a good baseline to go from, to get your head in the creative space. And then maybe use something like MindMeister, go into MindMeister, or just get a big sheet of A3 and start mind mapping out some different promotion ideas. And you'll come up with an and just roll with it.
Exactly. I think that's the hard, I think people overcomplicate stuff. You know, I always say everything, you know, and maybe it's because I'm constantly studying and learning, so I kind of have a lot of ideas. I have a lot of things that just come to my mind, you know, rapid fire. And that's the you know, one of my, I guess, magic is the ability just to roll things off my tongue that most people aren't even thinking about. But when I talk to most people, the best thing we come up with is sometimes the most simplest. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, that's the ability of a good mentor. And I find the people I hire and then the people I help, the biggest thing they often say is you just make everything seem so easy. And it is. And I really want people to stop trying to overcomplicate things. I find, you know, when I talk to people, they always, what if this, what if that, what if this, what if that? And if you continuously do that, you're going to tear yourself down. You know, that whole presentation I did on resistance, that's one of the biggest things I talk about is, you know, successful people make a plan, they execute, they reevaluate, you know, did it, what, you know, what happened? Okay, they reevaluate, they change a few things, they tweak, and they try again. Right. And sometimes when I say try again, they might have been successful the first time, but now they try again to be even more successful. Sometimes they consider it, you know, a failure or a lesson learned. And now they're going at it again from a different angle. Those that don't seem to move, those that are stuck, those that are continuously struggling, what I find, and I'm hoping you find the same thing with your clients, is that you give them an idea, they love it, and then they come back with 10 questions. You answer the questions, and then they come back with, you know, more questions. And this is what I struggle with. They're waiting on us for our answer, and they're spending, you know, they're waiting a day or 2 days for us to get back to them, because they'll send a stream of questions, obviously. And when we have the time to answer the questions correctly, we'll get back to them, you know. And that might not be immediately. We got we're doing, we've got businesses we're running, we're talking, we got other clients. So it's not like we can be on access, like on demand, right? So then you get back to them, but it brings up more questions for them. And it's silly questions like, what URL should I use? I don't know, you know, what price points to go with. Should I do this price point or that price point? All these different questions. Instead of just doing it and then saying, oh, how did it go? They want to put all these roadblocks and barriers in the way. And I find that, you know, like we've said, basically, we've given, if we look at what we've talked about a lot of stuff today, but we've really given, you know, a few key takeaways. Number one is people are attracted, people are greedy, right? They want more. And they want more fast and they want it quick. That's benefit number one. So if you're looking at what offer to create, create something that plays to that human desire, right? Create something that plays to this speed, this getting quicker results, better results. Create something that plays to that. Number two, we said create something new, right? And we said high level of service, faster results, you know, something new that you don't currently have, right? And let's say you offer bootcamp 3 times a week. You could offer bootcamp 5 times a week, unlimited bootcamp, right? So it could be completely new thing for you, but it's not like going to add to your service delivery. And then we said repackage your existing offers. So we, you know, create an offer that plays to greed, create something new, or repackage your existing offers. And again, you know, even when we repackage and we give them a sweeter deal, that's greed. They're getting a sweeter deal. They got more for less, right? So, you know, that's really the key takeaways here. Anything beyond that is just you overcomplicating it. Right.
I think also another thing is that, you know, we spend a lot of time on these on this podcast giving away amazing, I believe, amazing material. In my experience from those that I talk to on strategy calls and fit pros that I chat with, there's so many underlying blocks when it comes to like fear, self-doubt, and just taking themselves to that next level. So even like all the information which is being gathered here, it's all about the action which is taken. And if you've got blocks that haven't been removed, then you're going to find it difficult to want to move forward, even though you've got the information. And so what's going to happen is you may get more and more frustrated by having more information, but not making the level of income you want to make. So just understand that it may be some deeper, and this is because of stuff I've recently learned more about myself and also in the training I've done, is that a lot of the time, like, you know, for example, that the client that I was talking to at the start of the episode, who's just like done 20K in like 7 days. And I think he ended up doing by the end of the month, 33.5 grand. Or something like that. He was like this. It was almost like a bow and arrow that had been pulled back for years, and suddenly it just went pop because he just had a release. And
that's the opening thing there. He just pulled it back and went pop. He had a release. I'm still like a 4-year-old kid at heart, you know. You say the word
pop. You're a child. So anyway, he recently posted in my group saying, in the past 9 days, I've seen a shift, and this is important, a shift in my mindset from a place of fear and financial collapse, not being able to pay rent and not being able to climb out of debt. Here I am today, 9 days later, after getting a good kick up the ass from Simon, essentially having paid off my debts, which was 10,000, and feeling more powerful than ever. I started asking for cash in full, upfront for my service, blah, 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 blah. And he's taken in an additional 20K of revenue in sales that wouldn't have been there. And so sometimes, as much as it's about the point I'm making, is that if you are in the place at the moment of, I'm getting all this information, I'm listening to this podcast, and I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm watching YouTube videos, I'm learning, but nothing's happening, you have to understand that there's probably something deeper that needs to be unclogged. And when that thing is unclogged, then you would explode.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great...
You're meant to laugh then.
I'm trying my hardest to hold back. You know, it's funny because obviously we're putting a product together that deals with the mindset stuff because both of us believe it's such a big thing. But, you know, I've got an amazing client who's doing very well. She's building her online business very successfully. But the problem is she keeps becoming overwhelmed because it's so... Now she's got so much action, so much momentum that it's overwhelming. And that's the other thing is I think some people are scared to jump all in because they're scared that, you know, they're not ready for it. And it's a daily thing. What we talk about is basically getting her grounded and understanding that this overwhelmed feeling is success. Right. This is the momentum. This is what we want. And if we're comfortable, then we're not moving forward. And so it's okay. And you have to kind of learn to be uncomfortable. And if we go back, and I always, if anyone's listened to any interviews or anything I've done, I always draw everything back to sports. It's just, it's my love, it's my passion. You think about training for a game, right? The game is what you're training for. But you have to go through so much crap to get prepared, right? And you have to condition, and you have to train, and you have to go through drills, and you have to and you go over and over and over and over, and then you get to play the game, right? And that's what we, like, as a professional, as a fitness professional, you have to understand, if you want to play that game, you got to get in the trenches and you got to prepare. And preparation comes by action. You take action, you're going to get all of these things coming at you, and everything's going to be moving and moving and moving. It's going to be uncomfortable. And then you get to keep moving forward, and you get to build what it is you want to build. And that's why we do what we do. And I think that is what you got to keep in your mind, that it's okay. I think people are fearful of the unknown, the uncomfortable, but that's okay, you know. And if we can get them to shift and move in that direction, and like you said, sometimes it doesn't take a lot. It's just a swift kick up the butt. And here a guy is 9 days later crushing it. I've seen it, the same thing with people I've worked with, you know, never thought they could do what they want to do, because they just didn't, you don't know what you don't know. And you just show them a different way, and boom, they get the results. And yeah, we went completely off topic today with that. But I think, you know, really, like you said, we've given away so much over the 9 episodes. And if people go back and listen to them, you know, they don't really need to listen to any more. And I'm not saying they shouldn't, because we're going to continue to over-deliver it. But, you know, some people say to me, you guys give away way too much. And I said, not really, because most people don't take action, right? And so we can give them everything and it wouldn't make a difference, because they're not going to do anything with it. Most people don't take action. And then those that do take action know that we can help them even more, right? And so,
if you've been this guy, we're going to have to be brutally honest here. If you've been listening to every single episode and you've not made any more money, then understand that it's not the information that you need. You need something else.
Yeah.
Like, I've just got to say that. Like, it's like, in my experience in hiring mentors myself and being a mentor, it's like, you don't need any more information. You need accountability. You need someone to direct you, go and tell you what to do. It's not about the of information.
Absolutely. I think, you know, if you are listening and you haven't done anything in 9 episodes, then you probably should reach out to one of us. And if not one of us, you should reach out to some other mentor, because, you know, really, if you're going about it on your own, and that's the worst thing you can do, right? The best thing you can do is work with me or Simon, or work with us together in the mastermind. That's the best thing you can do. The second best thing is go hire someone else. And, you know, the third best thing is to go at it on your own. And it's probably not working. If it's not working for you right now, it's probably not going to work for you anytime soon. So, you know, I hate to get brutally honest. Hopefully I didn't offend anyone with that. Hopefully Simon didn't offend anyone. But, you know, we really do care about helping people. And that's, we're just sharing the truth with you. And both of us have gone through these phases of trying to figure it out on our own. And both of us know the difference it makes to just let go and trust and turn it over to someone else. So I think we should probably move on to the question, because we really could, I mean, we're doing a whole product on mindset. We really could talk for another 4 or 5 hours on this, and people are probably already tuning out.
So the question comes from Khaled, and he asks, hey guys, you spoke about having an opt-in page to generate leads and build the email list. What would that opt-in page have on it? What would potential need leads get for opting in? I tried giving away my top 25 top workout finishes, but got no leads. AJ, do you want to answer that one? I can see you writing on the screen. I'm like, what's he going to write?
I was moving things so we could answer each question individually. So, you know, what do you got to have on the opt-in page? It's really simple. You're just going to tell them what you got. That's key. You got to, you know, got to have a good headline and things like that. And so you got to have a little bit of copywriting skills. But at the end of the day, really, you got a catchy headline that grabs their attention. You're probably going to have an image of what you're going to give them, and then you're going to have a little bit of text, bullet points that explains the benefits to them. And that's really it.
I'll just be looking at the data here. So you say that you've got new leads, but I would want to know where the traffic has come from, how many people hit the page, and then. Basically, if you know, for example, 100 people that hit the page, but you got no opt-ins, then either it's the quality of the traffic or literally it didn't grab anyone's attention. So you could, for example, try two other different versions of completely different messages and different images and send that traffic, and then you might get a 10% opt-in rate. You know, if you, even if you get one lead, at least you know you can improve on that. That's called a control. So once you get one lead, it's like, that's my control. How do I improve on it? And you just work from there. But it could be the traffic source. You could just not be attracting the right type of people to the right offer. That's often what the concern is. Or maybe it's just not resonating. I'd need to see it.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you guys a resource here. And Simon, we make a note here. We should start a resource page on the Fitpreneurs. We can direct people to it. But, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to creating an opt-in page as a fitness professional, you have no idea what you're doing. You know, I'll be honest, you just don't. I mean, you're A plus trainer and you're an F plus you're F minus marketer, right? Here's what you want to do. You want to go and go to lead pages and use lead pages. I think it's .com, maybe .net. And we'll start a resources page. We'll add it.
Go to the resource tab. That'll be up by the time you.
Okay. Go to the resource tab and we'll have it listed there. What that's going to do is going to give you templates, and you can rank on that by the highest converting pages, and you can see what needs to go on the page. It's all lined out there. It's just fill in the blank. It's that simple, all right? In terms of your offer, you added 25 top workout finishes. What Simon said about where did your traffic come, who is it, is so important. Top workout finishes. Number one, I got to know what a workout finisher is. All right. Number two, there's no benefit to that. I don't know if you had copy on it that gave a benefit to having 25 workout finishes. And number five, 25 is overwhelming, right? It's a lot of stuff. And it depends on who your traffic is, what their goals are.
Three secrets to add 3 inches onto your biceps would be better, right?
Well, yeah, I think this is weight loss. But yeah, that what you're saying, it's about specifics. It's about specifics. So if it's 25 top workout finishes, but there's nothing that explains what that's going to do for me, I don't care. I don't want 25 more workouts. What I want is the one workout that's going to get me a six-pack set of abs, right? So that's the key, is like when you're putting your free thing together, you got to give it context and you got to explain what it's actually going to do. And that's the key. And then when you said, like Simon said, you got to know your metrics. I'm really, really big on analytics and metrics, because here's the thing. If you only sent 50 people and no one opted in, that just means you have a 0% opt-in. But if you send 100 people and one person opts in, that's a 1%. That's terrible. For an opt-in page, but it's something, and it's a number to go off of, and then you can try a different design, see what it is, and that's really the key here. Is, you know, when you try something and it doesn't work, like, it's not like, oh, I give up. It's okay, I got to try it in a different. They got to take it from a different angle. I got to try a different way. Look, we know squeeze pages work. We know opt-in pages work, right? So we just got to find out what's going to work for our market and who we're trying to attract. That's it. That's obviously why you submitted the question this week. But everything is a learning curve. So hopefully, you know, go to the resources tab on fitpreneurs.com. We'll throw up a link there for lead pages. You guys can go check that out. And it's going to make you, when it comes to creating web pages for your business, marketing pages, it's going to make everything so much easier, because it takes all the guesswork out of it, all right? And that's the thing. And then one thing I always really recommend, and when I'm working with people becoming better copywriters and things like that, is start to create a swipe file. Anything you see, anyone else's opt-ins you see, take screenshots, start to document this stuff, start to put it into a folder where you can look at it and you can go through and you can see ideas and you can see commonalities and all these different things. So really start to build your swipe file. Anything that comes through the mail from places, postcards, things like that, you want to start creating swipe files in the fitness niche. For if it's weight loss, if it's muscle building, you know, and you want to have documents that you can go to and look at for copywriting, for benefits, for bullet points. And you're not going to steal, you're not going to just swipe it, you're not just going to copy and paste, but it's going to get the creative juices flowing, especially if you're not a copywriter, you're not naturally a marketing mind, and this is new to you. You know, you got to understand, when it comes down to it, sales and marketing is everything, because if you amazing at what you do and no one knows you're amazing, you got to be able to get in front of people, right? So traffic and sales and marketing, all these things are very, very, very important. But it's very hard if you're just starting from scratch. If you kind of have this swipe file and build this up, you'll be able to use that. So like I said, Lead Pages is going to help you do that. And then anything you see on the net, start, you know, screenshots. And sometimes you can just search on Google for images for different things, and you'll get opt-in pages and things like that. So hopefully that helps.
Lovely answer. So, quote of the week is from Buddha. So, I don't know how to, I'm going to pronounce this, but I will say it in my interpretation of how Buddha would sound. To enjoy good health, to bring true happiness to one's family, to bring peace to all, one must first discipline and control one's own mind. I sound like Eckhart Tolle, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
If a man can control his mind, he can find the way to enlightenment, and all wisdom and virtue will naturally come to him.
That was very, very meditative.
And close your eyes and relax and take a deep breath. And please don't do this if you're driving, but feel the tension release from your body. No, I'm just kidding. So that's the quote from the week. And relax. And back in the room, back in the room. So
I feel like I've just been hypnotized. Who's a famous UK hypnosis guy that has
Paul McKenna.
Paul McKenna, yeah. No one probably listening knows who Paul McKenna is.
I learned some hypnosis and suggestion when I did this new course, so I've been using it left, right, and center. I've made some suggestions which will help everyone make a shitload of money. So that's awesome. Book of the week. Anyway, moving quickly on. Book of the Week, Ultimate Sales Letter by Dan Kennedy. Dan Kennedy is one of the craziest, most outspoken marketers of our time. And the reason that we want to give you that is because next episode we're going to be talking about copywriting. AJ is a badass copywriter, and he could sell snow to, even we field snow to Eskimos. So I think that will be a really good episode. Challenge of the week.
You know, growing up, before we move on, growing up, they used to call it blagging, right? And I could blag anything and get anything I wanted.
I
found out there was a profession in it, and it's called copywriting, sales and marketing. And I was like, hey, wait a minute, I'm pretty good at this. And so,
well, next episode we're going to talk about the blagging that I used to do when I used to work on magazines. You can talk about your blagging using copywriting. I think that's going to be a really good episode. Challenge of the week is create an offer. Guys, just get out there, create an offer, repackage what you currently do, get it out there, make some more money, and you will crush it. Guys, you can reach out to us. Please head to thefitnesspreneurs.com. Also, head to iTunes. Please give us a review. And you can reach out to me. You can reach out to AJ. Message me, facebook.com/boylovell, BoyLovell. BoyLovell. I'm currently looking for fitness studios. If you're a fitness studio and you want to take your double your income, triple your income in the next 30 days, I'm looking for a select few studios to work with in my mentorship program. So if you have a studio and you want to take yourself to the next level, then go to facebook.com/boylovell and send me a message and just say, Simon, I'm interested in the fitness studio mentorship, or head to simonlovell.co.uk and reach out via the page on the strategy application. AJ.
Yeah. Now, if people want to reach out to me, we've already mentioned this a million times, facebook.com, AJ Roberts. You know, people always, I'm all over the place with the marketing company. Other people always say, you know, what are you up to? What are you doing now? Right now, most of what I do is help fitness professionals who want to break into online training. And the reason I'm doing that is it's a lot easier than breaking into an ebook or the DVD, that kind of stuff, right? And I think, obviously, I think online training is a big thing for the future. So if you're currently, you know, successful, you got results. And for people, and you want to spread that message to a wider audience via online training, you know, hit me up and we'll see if you're a good fit. If not, obviously, if you're ready to go all in with me and Simon, like you want it all, you want to build the empire, and you're looking to really just, you know, 10x your business as fast as humanly possible, our mastermind is going to be kick ass. And we're going to be releasing dates very, very soon on that. But if you go to fitpreneurs.com/mastermind, right, Simon? That's right.
That's right, yeah.
You guys can fill out the form there. And applications will start coming in. We're going to start reaching out to people real soon. It's not going to be like a regular mastermind. Me and Simon are in a lot of really high-level masterminds with seven-figure only masterminds. And we've been exposed to a lot of different ways to do things. And we think we've come up with a pretty good formula for ours. And we're confident that it's really going to just take you beyond what you're even, you know, capable of thinking about right now. And so if you are ready to, you know, go all in basically, and you're just committed 100%, then you want to check that out and hit us up.
Awesome. Guys, we will see you in the next episode. It's been great fun. And I'm going to bed.
Peace.